שנכנס סיפחס. אני אוהב את הבקר שנסבר שכל צורך נקב עם מיכם שעל האש to put something that's cooled off, but it was cooked beforehand, so there's no problem with bishul anymore. I'm talking about a double gush. So if you put it on top of some water kettle, just on top of the fire, some say that's as if you put it near a bonfire. וכל דבר שמותר להניח כנגד המדורה במקום שיצא לדס בוי וגון יובש מותר להניח על גבי מיכם שעל גבי אש. Anything that has no problem with bishul that you can put near the medura, you can put over here also. Yishoyim yim davke meniach agabi akira lechatchila v'oser afilum nizbashu kol tzorka. So it's basically the same machlokes as we had in the previous sif. And that this machlokes whether putting on top of a pot is considered putting it near the fire, which is permitted as long as there's no problem with bishul, or it's considered putting it on the fire, which would be prohibited unless you did something to cover up the fire. If we treat this as putting it on the fire, then it's prohibited afilum mistamik v'raloi, even if the heating up will not make it better. Even just to retain the heat is also because there's a problem of putting something on top of the fire, unless the fire was covered by Risha near Ike. As we said before, Paskins, that as long as you're putting on top of a pot that has water or food in it, you can put it directly on top of it on Shabbos, provided there's no problem with Bishul, which means that it's something that was cooked before and it's dry. If there is liquid in the tapshul and it cooled off, then avada it is also because you have a problem of bishul.